Today begins a new fiscal year in 46 states. Collectively, those states are better off than last year when many faced serious problems. Now, tax revenues are up, and more than half the states have a budget surplus. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Florida has collected more revenue this past year than anyone would have imagined, about $1.5 billion more to be precise. Dominic Calabro of Florida Tax Watch says the red-hot real estate market was a major factor.
We have a very strong housing market. We have a very strong construction market. Our tourism is growing increasingly so, and a very, very strong retail sector, which then translates into good revenues for state and local governments.
Florida begins its fiscal year with a budget surplus of about 7.5% of the state's general revenue fund. Nicholas Jenny, a senior analyst at the Rockefeller Institute at the State University of New York, says overall tax revenue for the states was 8.1% higher in the first quarter of the calendar year than it was a year ago.
The 8.1 is pretty strong. It's definitely one of the better quarters that states have had.
In fact, he says, it was the best quarterly gain in about 4 years. But aggregate numbers obscure the challenges faced by various states, including California and states in the industrial Midwest. In Illinois, for example, hundreds of thousands of jobs have been lost in recent years, and legislators have been wrestling with a budget deficit of about 5%, much smaller than last year's deficit, but sizable nonetheless.
I think it's fair to say that there is improvement and that states feel like they've hit the bottom and they're starting to bounce up, but it's a very slow bounce.
Karina Eckel, director of the Fiscal Affairs Program for the National Conference of State Legislatures, says the aggregate budget gap that states had to deal with this year was just half what it was last year. Indeed, about 30 states are beginning their fiscal year with budget surpluses, though Eckel says many of the surpluses are small.
The news is better, and we are happy about that, but there's still a long way for states to go before they're really, truly out of the woods on this economic downturn. There are these pressures looming.
The looming pressures stem in part from 3 consecutive years of budget cuts and delays in capital expenditures on things like roads and prison construction. Some states, including Florida, have new requirements that will increase the amount of money they have to spend on education. And Medicaid costs, which include long-term care and prescription drugs, are rising faster than the growth in state revenues. Moreover, Nicholas Jenny of the Rockefeller Institute says the states have used up some of the options they once had to address their budget needs.
They did things like using up their budget reserves, using tobacco settlement money, for instance, to balance their budgets. And what that does is it gets you through that particular problem, but the next year you've used the budget reserve, you can't use it again. And even though revenue is growing, so is everything else.
There's another pot of money the states won't have. The federal government contributed $20 billion to the states for Medicaid and other programs over the past 2 years. But that was just a one-time infusion of money, money that the Government Accounting Office says was ill-timed and not targeted to the states hardest hit by the recession. In short, while there are major challenges ahead, governors and legislators are grateful that things are looking up and that fiscal years 2003 and 2004 are behind them. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.